Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. The leader of the Labour Party in Great Britain says if elected as Prime Minister, he will recognize a Palestinian state. That's the headline. John Rood will join me here at the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the leader of the Labour Party, Corbyn. He is promising that if he is elected as the Prime Minister, he immediately will recognize a Palestinian state. Now, he's laying it right out there, and if the people want that, they can get him by voting for him.
That's an excellent point, Jimmy, that this is truly what he believes, but it's also for him a campaign tactic that will give him some advantage. Being an opposition party, they want to come out with opposition platform, which gives people an alternative. So he's certainly playing this card very strongly, that being pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel is going to further his political possibilities. But this is the keynote address that they just had at their party conference. So he made very, very clear that they would recognize Palestinian state immediately. At the same time, he sort of kind of backpedaled against all the allegations of anti-Semitism and just gave that lip service. People understand where he's coming from, and he's making a very strong stand. And this way, they're in the plenary session, they're, you know, waving Palestinian flags, et cetera, et cetera. They see themselves as a opposition, and I believe they'll continue to stress this. We just spoke about Hezbollah. He's called Hezbollah their friends. So people are drawing the line on this. I don't believe it will work, but he's given it all he has.
John Rood on the story from Great Britain that the Labour Party candidate, if elected as Prime Minister, says that he will recognize a Palestinian state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The truth be known, there has never been a Palestinian state. That lie has been stated so many times that people believe it. Bible prophecy does not say there will ever be a Palestinian state. However, Malachi chapter 1 says that the Palestinian people, that would be the biblical Edomites, the Palestinian people will return. And the Lord, in that passage, says that their borders will be the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel 35 says that the Palestinian people will kill Jews and steal their land. And the little book of Obadiah reveals that the Palestinians will be destroyed as if they had never been a people. We are on the pathway to the fulfillment of these prophecies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...